January 17, 2024. It's a lot for Pedro Show.
foregone conclusion. We're in the last days. Everyone's pissed off and the sky's a haze. You think it's hot now? Well, it's gonna get hotter. The trains are on time, but we're all living underwater.
Pedro show. Turn the monitor off. What? Fucking 22 years, 7 months doing this show and I'm still blowing clams. Start off with Bye Bye Blackbird. Live excerpt from November 22nd, 1963. John Coltrane. His classic quartet. Then we had Bart doing Living Underwater. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I've got with me Tim, Sue, and Bart. Welcome aboard.
Hey.
Hey, Sue. Hey, Tim. You know, briefly, you had that video on, and it looked like your pad in Water Valley.
It is our pad in Water Valley.
Okay, because I thought you were on fucking tour.
And well,
then I was fearing, though, because the weather is so heavy. I'd say, why would they be touring now?
No, that was back in late November, early December.
Okay, so I'm a month behind in the news. Okay. So you're safe in the Water Valley. That's great. Okay, because, you know, I was reading about these snowstorms, especially northeast, and I know you were in some of those parts.
We are iced in at the moment.
Even Mississippi. Okay.
Yeah, 2 days.
Let me tell the listeners that they're in Water Valley, which is close to Oxford, Mr. Faulkner's town. And, like, also for you people with PV amplifiers near Meridian. but it's the northeast part of Mississippi. And, man, I heard that Nashville got a bunch of snow last night.
Knoxville got probably about 8 or 9 inches.
Knoxville even more. Well, that's Knoxville, more
yeah.
Appalachian. But I heard Nashville got a bunch. Okay.
Yeah. Nashville and Memphis both got.
And Memphis too. Wow. Because usually by the river that calms things out. Okay. So weather's. Be careful, people. Be careful. But let's talk about your new stuff. Well, how'd the tour go? Let's talk about that.
It was great.
It was really good. Yeah. We had a great time.
Okay, I got to tell the listeners, we got to share a stage in your town. And that's when I realized that you guys had been on my show. You know, we talked at their pad, people. And, you know, there was something familiar going on. And, like, I do an invite to them. And, like, we've already been on the show. Why? In fact, Mike Baghetta.
We were living in Knoxville.
That's right. That's it all came back to me. You know, slowly the Alzheimer got beat down and memory was restored. I was so embarrassed. It was right before we pulled anchor too, man. And so the whole trip to the next gig, I'm thinking, you stupid fuck. Anyway, a senior moment, obviously. So, okay, man, you guys were so good at that gig. It was at that Crawdad Pad.
Crawdad Hall.
Right. Yeah. Started doing gigs, and I really enjoyed that gig very much. And you guys were kicking up much sense. So the tour was more like that? Like, we got a preview of what you guys, because we were with you in the end of October, right?
Yeah, we were kind of starting to get on a roll of playing gigs. And you caught the front end of that.
When you guys tour, what do you use for a vehicle?
We have a minivan, so we go stealth. We look like soccer mom pulling in.
Not smart.
Because, I mean, there's plenty of room for two people in gear. And we actually had a friend come with us, and Will Griffith has an act called The Great Dying, and he opened the shows. And so even with three of us, it was no big deal.
Plenty of room.
Now, Susanna drums. Although you were threatening to go back to bass, you were telling me, because you saw me in a fucking chair. You thought it was okay to be in a chair. By the way, you know I'm going to do this porno for Pyro Tour. Per said it's okay if I'm in a chair. In fact, Pert gave me one of, he's got one of these, it's got four legs, you know, drummer, they call them thrones.
Yeah.
But it's got a little back, little lumbar support.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and with four legs, harder to, you know, fall over.
Yeah.
Still possible.
I would find a way to tip over.
Yeah. So you were talking about that. So you just had your little drum kit, and then Tim and his six and his amp, and then Will, what did he have? Acoustic? Was he like acoustic guitar, singer-songwriter type?
Yeah, he had an acoustic guitar, and he had an electric too. He brought his Telecaster that he played most of the time. He played solo.
He used your amp, right?
So all that stuff could fit. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because I take two amps. I take a bass amp and a guitar amp, the bass six.
Oh yeah, right. So you can get some low and still do chords and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I was blown away. I didn't realize by the recordings that you were doing that, you know, but it was very apparent, you know, seeing you a lot. Fender makes this thing called a Fender 6, and it's got a whammy bar. I mean, if you wouldn't know, it's like a giant guitar in a way.
Yeah.
And it's tuned down an octave like a bass, but it's got littler strings, so it ain't got, it's different sound. You can play chords on this thing, no problem.
Yeah, the strings are somewhere between a bass and a baritone, kind of.
Right, okay. It's really interesting. And, you know, the band gives a great thing. And Sue, and you both sing together so well. So those tunes that you were playing, because I remember Rock Band and that stuff, that's what you were kind of supporting for this tour.
Yeah, we did that. And there were, I think, one or two new songs.
Yeah, we played a couple of new songs while we were out, but we've got four records out now, so we still play one or two from the first one, but mostly from the more recent ones.
Well, you gave me this song "Work in Progress." Where's this in the timeline? Now, let's listen.
Up and I call your name. I'm calling your name. I dream of plagues and pestilence. It's been a minute since I called your name. I'm calling your name. I got nothing to say. Calling your name.
so excited. Smoke a lunch and I'd invite it. Drink a lot, but I don't smoke most of it. Smoke a few won't play too. Smoke alone, I don't feel lighter. My time is thick and better. The loneliness, the selfishness, do my best. I'm so square.
Thank you. me what's required. I need an elephant to say, hey, do it this way. I need an elephant to take me on a carpet ride. Magic to arrive.
tower changed. The towers erected to higher stakes. Tiny drops and greater lakes. All the way through eternal Pennsylvania. It's a trip. It's a wall. It's a Rubik's Cube. It's a fall, it's a body. It's a place. On the morning of the aftermath, our goal was to have everything. On the morning of the aftermath, our goal was to keep everything. On the morning of the aftermath, our goal was to have everything. On the morning of the aftermath, our goal was to keep everything.
Por los caminos, si pintaran de fuego, Vidalita, nuestro precioso destino. Si sonaran los tambores, que aquí no se esconda nadie, que la tierra no se gana, Vidalita, con una moneda al aire. Thank you.
From the time I could crawl, I would be under the grand piano in our living room.
My mother would be playing, and I'd be listening
and looking at the construction.
The meeting of wood and metal.
As the combination of notes
across the 88 keys
resonated.
It would resonate.
It's a Steinway with legs that seem both plant and animal-like. It's an intermediate, which is between a baby and concert grand.
My mother has had the piano
since she was 15.
Phalanges of the right hand keep account. The iris of the left eye watches over me. The blossoms of the cherry tree. The cadence of the melody embraces me. The sequence is begun. Riders dismount. We'll make a camp here, by Jove. The gifts passed down to me. The mystery. Adorned and adored adoration. Oh, the creases on my fingers. New places on my face. Everything accelerates. Don't stop yet. You'll know when the time is right. Trust me. Believe me. Now night is falling, but there's light enough yet to see the shape of all creation. Praise be. The ambiguities. I knew nothing of this book. Chronometricals and horologicals.
Just wants to break my heart. This world just wants to break my heart. This world just wants to break my heart.
Watch for Pedro Show, that Turk music star off Bark, doing Work in Progress. And some brand new stuff from friends of mine, like Sarah Reddick's Ashtray out of France, Lyon, in the southeast. He had me do the spiel for this. Then out of Anchorage, Muskeg Mudsuck with Ode to Pogue, to a Pogue. So maybe Shane, huh? Just lost him. And it's trippy. I didn't understand so much the letter that came with it, but maybe they're all from, like, people have been using his music for TikTok video. So, yeah, that's a concept. You know, Johnny Thunders did this record, Bootlegging the Bootleggers, right? These guys were all bootlegging him, so he got all these fucking records. And then he's talking in between, you know, oh, I remember playing this one, writing this one and shit. And then he actually played the bootleg, you know. He bootlegged his own bootlegs, yeah. Why not? Fuck.
Why not?
Yeah. And Neil Turpin, this is a drummer man who turned into a one-man band kind of thing because of the situation. He was at home, and now he's doing this record. I think his third or fourth album now out of England. I met him in Leeds. He was drumming for Bilge Pump, but now, yeah, he's doing this Neil Turpin man alone solo. This was called In Its Own Sweet Time. I guess when you're the shock caller, that's the way it is, right? Okay. Perpets. No, Village of Spaces. Byron Coley sent me this a tune called Marion. Something off his Feeding Tube records. Then Perpets. They got this big piece called Patina. It's in four parts, and this is the first part. Guide by Voices, Mother Mirth. Yeah, Bob Pollard. I think there's another one coming, too. So, you know, every other month, right? This guy. I can't believe him.
He's a little prolific.
Just a little bit. And then, you know, if that ain't happening, then there's Circus Devils and, you know, whatever, the Boston spaceships. You know, he can wail on it, man. Danny Llamas out of Spain he's got brand new, Marco Serrato on the bajo. Una Moneda al Era. And then Eugene Chadbourne, Professor Eugene, with Miss Anne in the Hallway. He's been sending me these guitar things every day, and I think I'm up to 530 of them now.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you know, the prolific thing, right? If you want to, you know, watch the Pedro Show, just fucking record buttloads.
When was the best with us?
Yeah, did he?
Chadbourne.
He was in Psychobilly a long time ago. Remember, like, yeah, Electric Rake and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Living in Greensboro.
Psychobilly stayed with us in Jackson, Mississippi in 1981, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I played Midnight Sun.
Yeah.
I think that's after 81, but it was before 91. And, God, it was a trippy night because of the police academy graduation time, so all the hombres were out celebrating. Yeah. tripping night. Yeah. One life is many gigs, hopefully. And, Under the Piano, David Greenberger and Tyson Rogers. Dave Greenberger's got this autobiography new CD out. Ben Salder's got a new album. He's in Tasmania. It's called Counting. Zach Rosen with Pick Up the Pieces. Sounds like a average white. Right, didn't they have Pick Up the Bees? Some kind of funk jam, right? Yeah, but this ain't, you can't copyright a song title. This is one. And then finally, Bark, This World. And where's This World in the timeline?
That's from the Terminal Everything album, which came out in late 19.
Okay, so, we talked about that already.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the Work in Progress?
That's from the new album.
Okay. Violet. So that was kind of contempo.
Yeah.
And, tell me about the Work in Progress, the new album. Was it done there at your pad?
No, we did it. We actually did it in Water Valley at a studio here called Dialback Sound. It's owned by Matt Patton, who's a bass man with Drive-By Truckers and Dexateens. And
Model Citizen.
He's got his band Model Citizen, too. And it's a cool studio. Bruce Watson, you know, Fat Possum Records, started it years ago and did a lot of, like, T-Model Ford and the blues guys there. And then when Bruce moved to Memphis, Matt bought the studio, and it's a cool place.
You notice a trippy record on Fat Possum?
What's that?
Stooges.
Yeah.
It's actually a Stooges album. I think it was really trippy. It's called Ready to Die, and Ig's got like one of these suicide bomber vests on with dynamite. I remember James Williams had telling me that he brought that shit on the plane. No, it was just jokey, you know, for a picture, but it's like, yeah, not too jokey.
That's right.
But yeah, that the last Stooges record was on Fat Possum. That's great.
Isn't the next X record going to be on?
I know they're in the studio right now.
Yeah. The last one was on Fat Possum.
Okay. So, you know, my point about music being music ain't too far off then, right? Fuck genre.
Yeah.
It's
both. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. So, how long did it take to do?
We did it in a couple of sessions that were like, both of them were 3 or 4 days. We did six songs and then came back and did four.
Was it like gigging in front of the mic? You had all the stuff written and record, practiced up and stuff?
Yeah, we recorded everything live. And then there were some overdubs and, you know, just production stuff. But we redid some vocals. Some of the vocals are live, though.
You know what they call scratch ends up keeper.
Yeah.
That's a lesson to learn.
With you
cats in your bedrooms, you know, sometimes. The scratch is the keeper.
We usually try to.
Of course, because there's a feeling you can't get back.
Do the vocal that's going to be, you know, the keeper. But,
absolutely.
You know.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour, January 17, 2024 edition. Watt Peter's our special guest, Tim Sue from Bark. Hold tight for hour two. January 17, 2024. It's the second hour of Watt Peter's show. Part yet.
goodbye yet. We haven't even gotten to the good part yet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Bark doing the good part. And we had La Camera Encantada. And this is live at the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble New Music Fest 2023, Day 3. Composed by Andrea Montalbano. Performed by the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble. Makes sense. Wire Lines with Transatlantic Flight after that. Barry Stock, followed with Cloud Control. No, we're not in Asia. Cloud Control. Finally, Bark. Big old party. So, the good part. Off air, we're talking about why it got triggered. By that thing. Mike Rouse is, you know, kind of a... He knows you know he's on your side when he's hollering up at you. Play the good one, right? You know the set's going good. Play the good one. And this is like even beyond that, right? Not just the good one, but the good part in the good one.
Yeah.
So, were you thinking anything about... I mean, where does titles come when you guys compose?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
I'd ask that because I always got to start with the title. And, like, hardly anybody asks does it that way.
Yeah.
I'll start with a chorus. For some reason or other, that's the first thing that comes to me.
Yeah, well, I just need an anchor point so I know how to aid and abet, you know. Otherwise, I'm just, Jazz Odyssey or whatever the fuck. But there's something about the time. But most cats, it seems it's after the fact. We'll call it this.
Yeah. I tend to start with a first line, and if it's inspired at all, then I can kind of just keep going.
See, when writers are talking about Mr. Faulkner's Town, you know, the first sentence, right? That's really important, the grabber.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the good part.
Well, that one was...
Terminal Everything.
Yeah, that's back to the Terminal Everything album. But that song was about a friend of ours who got deathly ill out of the blue. And the whole chorus is, we haven't even gotten to the good part yet. And it's just, facing that down with somebody, it's tough.
No, we were talking, right? You cooked some chow, you know, before we left. And I remember me and you talking about, when you got good health, you don't even realize it, you know? And then, when you lose it, you sure... Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So that's what that one is.
And Big Old Party? Kind of the same thing.
Same record, the exact same. It was, you know, that whole record was kind of informed by the death of family members and friends and...
Dogs.
Pets, you know, a little bit, and... That song...
I mean, you could say that, but you could also say, hey, diary entry.
Yeah.
I think diario... I think the word means the day. What happened during the day? It could be bad, it could be good.
Yeah.
Well, Big Old Party was the last song we wrote for that record, and it was just kind of like... it was actually the day that friend of ours that I was just talking about died, and it was just like, man... I don't have any, we don't have any more sad songs in us. So we're just going to have a big old party and celebrate all these people.
You know about the tradition of the jig with the fucking old-timey Shakespeare?
No.
Okay, the jig. I mean, it's kind of insane, but I think it fits here. It'd be something like fucking Hamlet, you know, Romeo, everybody's dead almost. Well, one person, right? The Ishmael role. But, they want the people going home all bummed out and shit, right? So all the actors, even the motherfuckers who were dead or whatever, or bad guys, good guys, they all get up and they come back on stage and they do this little dance while they're saying all these dirty jokes. They're singing these everybody's cracking up and shit. So they all go home. It's like the palate cleanser.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah, that's where the idea of the jig. So when you said the jig is up, that means that's what it, you know, the play's over, but that's not really the end of the show, right? It's when the jig is up. Right.
Nice.
Yeah. So what? A little fucking information monitor, right? Okay. Well, you got this Jane Robertson must turn right starter.
but they left you on the right. Came home drunk on Sunday.
They used to dance all night long from April to December. They used to sing all night long songs they don't remember.
Well, I won't ever play the tune the same way that he used to. I used to feel it in my bones. It used to turn me inside out.
your back against the water. Every day it's getting harder just to float. Throw your hands in the air. Nobody really cares if you just float. Wander across the desert. Find a lucky bone. Build yourself an ark. One to take you home. With your back against the water.
Pedro Show, that chunky music, Star of Bark, doing James Robinson, Must Turn Right. And then Yes Selma, brand new, Mazes of the 13th Moon. Bombas Prendon after that with Darcy's Jungle, Malio. And then they're from D.C., but yeah, get a little Hawaiian on your ass, right? And finally, Bark with Float. Yeah, okay, Enlighten Us. You know, how many letters in left?
Huh?
The word left, how many letters?
Oh, four.
How many letters in the word port?
Four.
Yeah, you'll never forget. Because my pop hated it. He thought it was too ambiguous to use that affirmative word for a direction. So it was probably the Navy, right, beating it into his fucking... Okay,
funny.
So like in the boat, you know, Mike Baghetti, he learned that. You're in that starboard seat. You're Navigatora, huh? So, but like, I don't have the skinny on James Robinson Must Turn Starboard. So, you know, in Italiano, left is sinisteria. It's like a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
They used to beat you and tie your arm behind your back and shit.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. Fucked up. Just for being born wrong, quote, unquote. Anyway, gauche, right, in French. What's this about James Robinson?
James, that's a song that we covered. It was written by David Olney, great songwriter guy that he died on stage early 2020.
This past weekend.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Early 2020.
Yeah, he was during that 30A Songwriter Festival. He was in a songwriter in a round, and middle of the song just stopped and said, "I'm sorry," and put his head down and was gone.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Olney was a great cat. He was
No, there's other people who've died on stage. Warren Marsh, this tenor player of Raymond, took me to see.
Yeah.
I think he was played out of his world. I mean, there's no lyrics, but the title.
Yeah. Johnny Guitar Watson died on stage, didn't he?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not a bad thing if you're really into music. If you gotta go, you gotta go. But tell me about this man.
So he was around for a long time. He was like in, you know, late 70s, early 80s, had a band, David Olney and the X-Rays. And but he wrote songs. He was a real unique songwriter. Like, he wrote a song about Jesus riding into Bethlehem from the point of view of the donkey.
Whoa.
Yeah, he just was, you know, he had a different, he was a real smart guy. And on stage, he would just kind of go off into these realms that were really beautiful and, you know, strange. And he could all but raise the dead, I like to say, you know.
But you know, how do you spell his last name?
O-L-N-E-Y.
You know what? There was a drummer man, Tony Olney, right? We just lost.
Yeah.
Experimental cat. Same name.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of his music, man. I didn't really know about him, and now I want to check out your buddy here.
Olney was a trip. We played some shows together, and he was a big champion of ours and, you know, talked us up to people and stuff, which was always sweet. But that song, I just happened to see this
live stream
the afternoon before he died. And he played that song. I'd never heard it before, and I thought it was pretty an oddball song. And he introduced it by saying, you know, he's lived in Nashville, and there's James Robertson Parkway, and the highways there were under construction. So he pulls up, and there's a sign that says, "James Robertson must turn right." Meaning James Robertson Parkway.
And, you know, name of the road. But
and he, it was like, he started with the title, you know, that thing. So it's like, that's the title of a song, and wrote a song. So
Wow. Why not, you know?
Yeah.
And, going out on stage. Whoa. Anyway, you made me curious, so I want to check out his stuff. People are at the end of the second hour, January 17, 2024, edition of Wapito Show, special guest Tim Sue Bark. Hold tight for hour three. January 17, 2024, third hour, Wapito Show.
Nothing.
for Pedro Show. Start off third hour. Bark. So much time. And then Fence and Play. Bows and Arrows against the Lightning. Finally, Bark. Love Minus Action. Yeah, that Fence and Plague, that's Welcome to Gaza, the benefit cop situation. It's trippy about So Much Time, because we were talking about running out of time, right, with your life. Yeah. I had to take a drummer, or maybe I should say I had the opportunity of taking a drummer that was 7 months short of 40 years younger than me.
Wow. And, nice.
Which shows you it's kind of good days, right? In the old days, that would have never happened. But I remember, hey, what? It's like 2 hours before sound. We got 2 hours to kill. And I just looked at him. Maybe when I was his age. He was 22. That's the year we started Minuteman.
Yeah.
And so he's a young man. He's not a kid. But just different sensibility, right? So,
yeah.
So Much Time. Which record's that one from?
That's from the new one, Loud.
Okay. So it wasn't really informed by all that sadness from the one before. Okay. And Love Minus Action?
New album.
Okay.
First song.
Okay. Yeah, Watts really got it together. Sorry about that. So when it comes time for picking orders, you know, the sequence, you know, in the old days, it's where the needle went, right? So
yeah.
Pretty probably you put the shittier song by the label.
That's right.
That's how we came up with the order with Double Nickels on, you know, how are we going to put 48 songs in order, you know. So I just thought, well, you know, the needle on the outside, so if we pick one at a time, yeah, all the good ones will be on it. So how'd you pick Love Minus Action?
I don't know. It just seemed like the kind of most immediate song. It's the one that when people heard it, they kind of reacted to, you know, it's kind of got an anthemic chorus, which is not really our style all the time. So,
except yeah, Rock Club. Rock Club's got anthemic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it's, I don't know. I end up doing the sequence.
You do the sequencing, and you really do it by feel.
You know, back in the days of steam powered amplifiers, when I was making records for DB Records,
yeah,
Danny Beard always had like he had a formula that he really liked. Like the first song was first, the second best song was second, the third best song was the first song on the second side.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of how we did the Double Nickels thing.
Yeah, you know, and so I do try to keep that in mind. Some and but
how do you pick from all your children which one's the best?
Yeah, right.
the
stepchild.
That's a personal prejudice thing.
That one hugs the label, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, in that case, it really was a matter of just that's the one that people seem to relate to. That you know, mm-hmm. when you listen back in the studio, everybody was pumping their fist, and so you go like, all right, people react to this one, maybe that should go first. And it was the last quote unquote single that was put out in the world before the record came out.
Okay. And you think there was kind of, you know, like you said, there was kind of a tema, kind of a theme on the last record for this one?
Not really.
No.
So more of a like collection of tunes?
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of those songs did get written during the whole pandemic thing. And, you know, fortunately, being a two-piece band that lives in the same house, you know, we didn't get to stop writing songs and practicing and stuff, even though we weren't going out and playing. So
we were still living in Knoxville when we recorded this. We were living in Knoxville, came here to Water Valley to record twice before we moved here.
And, yeah, and then ended up moving here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, yeah, the songs were more, I know, like, Love Minus Action was kind of influenced by that sort of, you know, isolation in the world and everything that was going on in the world at that point in time. And probably might not have gotten written if it hadn't been for that, you know, that period of not being engaged in the world quite so much, except from a distance.
Right. Well, I keep talking about this Rock Club song, so let's play.
All right.
Down at the Rock Club. never too late for this thing to save your soul.
Late night. Stomp around like it's a good idea. Sugar shake it up and see they live. Little runners by you, run the bayou and let them buy you. Get the Geico when you get the Cairo. You save the bundle when we try to find you. Know this hero, but we call it gyro. The end is here and it starts behind you. The end is here and it starts behind you. Spinning spiral, spinning spiral.
For Pedro Show Last Music for this edition, that Chunk Starhall with Bart doing Rock Club. And we had another tune from that comp, Benefit Comp. Thank you, Randolph and Graham, for getting that together. And Waheed's Tear Strewn Ordeal-a-Castra. Yeah, they morphed the word orchestra with ordeal, so it's like Ordeal-a-Castra. Very clever. And then finally, Bark. And this is a collab, I think, because it's in parentheses with Black Atticus doing Apocalypse Shimmy. Enlighten me, please.
Apocalypse Shimmy is actually another cover. It's a band from Jackson, Mississippi called Liver Moose did that. And
it was on Terminal Everything.
Yeah, that song ended up being on Terminal Everything. Just, and Atticus is a, you know, he's actually the official poet laureate of Knoxville, Tennessee right now. But he's a poet and rapper, just a great friend of ours that we did several things with. And when we recorded that song, we brought him in. And it was fun because, you know, we sent him the track and then he came and hung out. He sat outside with a notepad and just scribbled lyrics and then went in and just knocked it out in like one take and then doubled his parts in the second one.
Yeah.
It was really impressive.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
You did it in Knoxville?
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, because this was the other record. Okay, because
yeah,
I thought you
yeah.
said you did this new one in Water Valley. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the first tune, Rock Club, we were talking off air, people, about, because we're kind of a little less younger. And so we our first rock and roll experiences ain't clubs.
No.
And I think maybe that's why, maybe... some people from that era are really true believers in the movement, because if all you knew was arena rock, you don't know how bitching a club. I think it's easy to take, like we were talking about health, right? When you have good health,
yeah.
you take it for granted.
Yeah.
And when you got rock clubs to go to, yeah, you take it for granted. Man, when the only thing you're going to is hockey rinks and auditoriums
yeah.
and shit to see, you know, half-inch tall people and terrible sound and everybody
yeah.
sitting in the dark.
From the nosebleed section.
From the nosebleed. It was just... You know, and in that way, this is why I think, really, when I look back, that the movement was not really about beats per minute or funny haircuts and funny names, although that was a big part of it. It's
yeah.
really about anti-arena rock. It's trying to get the music back into littler pads. I mean, how many bands were started at an arena rock show, and how many bands were started at a club?
Yeah.
Same thing with the record store. You know, somebody was telling me about meeting cats at record store. I said, yeah, that's where you used to meet people and talk about music and clubs, too.
Yeah, you know, and I still love going to rock clubs. I mean, the place that MSSB played here, the Voyager's Rest at the Crawdad Hall.
Right.
If I'm home and they have a show, I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's a good vibe. It's, that's where I'm comfortable.
It's walking distance.
Well, for me, it's walking distance. I mean, it's just I like being a place that's comfortable like that, as opposed to like in an assigned seat somewhere.
Yeah, right.
You got to step over 20 people to go to the bathroom, you know, right.
And there's a lot of lights and, you know, special effects, because the music, you know, it's probably the worst way to experience music.
It is for me.
All of those things that sort of happened and that seemed to happen in the 80s that sort of, you know, got the word out.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, at first, college radio was not punk at all, man. Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, I used to call up the stations for SST. Greg had me use the name Spaceman, so it didn't sound like it was one of the guys in the band, although that probably would have been a better idea. So I call up. These motherfuckers are playing Journey and shit because they're looking for jobs after college. It's like D-Boone called them corporate pawns. So, yeah, there was no adventurous music. They're all looking, you know. It happened with, I say REM is the one that got bands starting to get play on college radio. Yeah. And then you're right about the zines, too, because, but I don't think there's really Xerox machines until 70s and 80s, you know?
Yeah.
Right, because I was really into this thing in the 60s called the Principia Discordia, and they were using mimeograph machines.
Nice.
Remember that shit in school, that purple ink kind of smell?
Yeah.
You know that smell, you know? Yeah.
It had that weird smell.
Yeah. So what's next?
What is next?
We're playing that Dialback Sound showcase at the Heathens Homecoming in Athens. That's the Drive-By Truckers' big homecoming weekend in Athens in February. And that's all we've got.
Yeah, we're starting to work on a Midwest tour for later in the spring. I have a public radio gig that makes it hard to tour except for certain times of the year. So my next big window will be in late spring. So we're working on that now.
Okay. So no recording though, because you're still
getting. No, we've got some songs we're working on, and we probably will try to record a few at some time. Don't have a plan at this point.
You know, the invite's out. As soon as you get that stuff, please bring it. Come on the show, we'll play it and talk about it, Tim. So, please.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully the hell ride to Athens is with some good weather.
Yeah. Well, that's a few weeks away, so hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I'm sending out the well wishes.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and it's always great to hear it. I can't wait till we share the stage again. I know it's
yeah.
Same
okay.
Here.
That was a blast.
It really was. Thank you so much for being on, and please keep on keeping on.
Back at you.
Okay. People, January 17, 2024, just what Pito should keep you powder dry.